It's not about the responsibility for us as people, but the responsibility for the individual chimpanzee. And that's how Jane built also her institute. She started the first institute in the US in 1977 that was built just to fund or do the fundraising for her research. But she continued, built more institutes around the world, started the Roots and Shoots program, where we will learn a little bit more about today, because she said it's important not only to be involved in chimpanzee protection, but we need to learn every individual around the world what we can do to make a change, because that was the most important message of Jane. The last time I saw Jane alive, that was March 2025. Gary was there also. We had a global meeting with the institutes together, and we were sitting in the Netherlands in a conference center. And on the last day that Jane would be around, there was a discussion about what we called Beyond the Founder. And Jane said, I don't need to be sitting around here to talk about what is going to happen with the institute when I'm no longer around, because I can't help then, because I'm no longer around it. That was the humor of Jane. So she said to me in the morning, okay, what are we going to do? And I knew there was a zoo very nearby. I had been visiting with Gary that zoo 2 days before. And that zoo built an education center dedicated to Jane's work and life. So I said, oh, we can go there. I found him. And then we have a walk. We go to see the chimpanzees. And going there, and after that, I brought her to the airport. Jane was talking about what she thought about the institute, how proud she was of all the people around the world, all the staff, all the volunteers, all the family, like you are sitting here together, who are supporting her work and keeping her legacy going on. But she mentioned also Chimbini. And she said, I'm so proud of what has been achieved in the last years in Chimbini. The tremendous change has made by people working here, the staff, Gary, Odette, Maru, and a lot of supporters of Chimbini. Everything that is done here in the last years. And I think that pride is also what brings us together to celebrate Jane and to celebrate her life. And then it was the moment I brought her to the airport. And she was 90. She was going to be 91 a month later. And then there is this 91-year-old fragile woman who always traveled alone around the world, flying to the US, and then saying goodbye. And it was always goodbye until the next time. But we knew also 91 or 90 years is probably the last time. And unfortunately, October last year, it was the final time. But it is good that we have all these memories. We have all the knowledge about what she brought to us. But the most important is she brought hope. Hope for every individual. Hope for every individual chimpanzee like we hear now, but also a lot of hope to all the people around here.